delighted that there has been that operation and that legal high products have been seized and that they should not be on the shelves of head shops across the city. I think that's great news for communities. I think that's great news for local residents. I think it gives them reassurance that these very dangerous and lethal products are out of reach and out of sight now. The next steps are obviously really important in terms of how we move forward from this and how we continue the campaign to ensure that our streets are free of these substances. I think that the trading standards team and the police have done a great job, but there are some retailers who, you know, are continuing to wanting to continue their business, and I think there's others who are now considering whether it's even worth continuing now, and I hope that this operation has made it more difficult, incredibly more difficult, to sell these substances, and I actually hope that it may be the end of a couple of these shops here in the city. I would really hope that the owners of these businesses would go with the spirit in which this was done, which was public safety, it was to do with health, and it was to do with the real danger that these substances pose to public health and well-being, and that they would choose not to restock, and I would actually urge them to close their doors. And I think that this operation itself has made it more difficult for them to continue their business, and my understanding is that a number of them probably are now looking at just shutting up shop, and I would hope that is the case. We need to keep going because this has been successful, and we need to keep going until eventually we don't have head shops in Aberdeen, we don't have head shops across the North East, we don't have head shops across Scotland and the rest of the UK, and actually our communities are safe from the open selling of these very dangerous products.